What do you think about our fight for LGBT civil rights in America?
First of all, I would like to appreciate the organizations in the United States of America that have been fighting for the LGBT civil rights. But I'm really concerned about the fundamental Christian leaders who are very, very homophobic. I think what America needs to do is to focus on what really the Bible says and what science says about human sexuality and gender identity, and maybe try to reach out in terms of educational awareness and maybe also having conferences with these fundamental Christian religious leaders so that they can tone down their red flags on homosexuality. And even, I'm sorry to say this, and it is really a big concern in Africa, that we respect each other's opinion. But the fundamental Christian evangelical leaders from America have been transporting homophobia to Africa. The best example is the bill in Uganda, and even the some churches in Kenya and other parts of Africa have been receiving big chunks of money to propagate heterosexism, to propagate homophobia, and yet even as people who are working towards inclusion, towards love, and towards non-discrimination, we have a big challenge because we don't have resources to compete with these homophobic religious leaders. And therefore, we are praying for the LGBT civil rights in America to have unity and have dialogue so that this issue of heterosexism, homophobia, and transphobia is reduced or eliminated completely, so that our brothers and sisters who are LGBT can also enjoy the freedom, the democracy, the love and safe space in this country.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, I would love people to ask me the challenges of Othership Kenya and our ministry in Africa. Some of the challenges we are facing is that we have already started a platform and we are creating dialogue. And we are reaching out to various groups. Even theological students are now, some of them are now listening to us. And we are having dialogue on what is really human sexuality and gender identity. We are creating conferences in major cities in Kenya. We have now a physical office for Othership Kenya. And in this physical office, we have a counselor who is counseling LGBT and parents and friends of gay and lesbian people, bisexual and even transgender, and intersex persons in Kenya. We have also e-news. We are distributing materials on LGBT issues to most people in our country. And to us, this is a point of success. And if we can meet even people at an individual level, small groups, or go to institutions, and we're given space to talk, to us, this is an inroad that or a window that we need to utilize. Above that, we also an HIV/AIDS coordinator who is helping us reach out to MSM in terms of education awareness on HIV and AIDS prevention among the most at-risk population towards, I think, a point of strength. However, we would be doing much better if we had resources, because even where we rent our church, we have suffered in the past. Sometimes the landlord turns homophobic and we are thrown out. So we need to go and look for another house to set up the office or put or establish the church. I'm just praying that if we had some partners who could stand with us and have our own physical property, buy land or buy a building, have an office of Othership Kenya, and have a church that we'll be reaching out to gays and lesbians, bisexual, transgender, and intersex persons who need spiritual guidance, I think that will make us work 5 or 10 times what we are doing now. We have also been working with volunteers, and yet these volunteers, you know, need to pay bills. I'm the country director of Othership Kenya, and I'm not on salary. My wife is a counselor. We have children. We need to pay our bills. I work with the volunteer staff who need to move from one point to the other. We have had limited grants coming in from one local donor, and it's not guaranteed we are going to get every other time. So we are still praying that God opens the door and touches men and women who have a passion and who want to be our partners, so that we can achieve our mission in reaching out to LGBT in Kenya and in Africa as a whole. So we are praying that if we are to get funds, I'm sure we will do a lot. We don't have even a vehicle with for our ministry. We just need somebody who can donate, even if it's a used vehicle, or buy as a vehicle for our ministry. We shall be running from one point to the other, carrying materials that should not be seen even in public places because of homophobia, because we don't want to be targets of homophobic gangs in Kenya or Africa. We will do pretty well, and we are praying that this is going to happen. Well, people might not donate, but we still continue moving. But I think that we will do much better if we had people standing with us.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through times like this?
Yeah, there's a quote of Jesus Christ that I really love, and it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I believe that your neighbor can be gay, your neighbor can be bisexual, your neighbor can be transgender, your neighbor can be intersex, your neighbor can be heterosexual, your neighbor can be black or white, your neighbor can be a woman or a man, your neighbor can be short or tall, your neighbor can be right-handed or left-handed. So let's use the weapon of love. The Bible also talks about loving your enemies. Let's use the weapon of love. Let's love even people who are persecuting us. And I'm sure God will transform them. They will change their ways and they also love us. But I want to say this. Even as we love our neighbors, let's focus on social justice for all people. And all means all.